Come on, turn them all up. Sunshine and 32.
All right, well, I was busy trying to get my funny Valentine. Here we go.
Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
Elvis Costello doing my...
Why don't you play a version that somebody can sing?
It's Elvis Costello on the cover of his Taking Liberties album.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Where he looks more like Dirty Harry than he does any... He has this big hair and the sunglasses on.
Play the Chet Baker one. That'll really knock you out.
I don't know about that. That's okay. We're looking to get... I wanted to play other upbeat, happy love songs for today.
And that's not one of them.
Well, okay. But you're the only one not wearing red today. Look at you. Did you know it's Valentine's Day?
Sure.
You're wearing black.
And the problem?
You should embrace the color of the day. I had to find a red shirt. I got my red Guardians polo on. Rachel Kritz, Coupon Queen, joining us. Kind of more of a mauve, would you say? Craig, if you were to point out the color of the
sweater. I'd have gone pink initially, but it's going toward
mauve. I was going to go with pink, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because mauve is kind of what, 1970s, 1980s
thing? I mean, it's a color. It doesn't have a timeline to it. It wasn't invented in that time.
We have chairs over here that are mauve. Back in the conference room.
Right, and I swear if she sat in the chair, she would disappear. Although she does have bright red nail polish on today. So, Rachel, we appreciate you coming in today. Last week you gave us all the tips on helping out on Valentine's Day. But, of course, tomorrow if you buy your Valentine's Day candy, you'll be all set, right?
That's the best tip. Although, if you don't get your Valentine's something today, you may not have a Valentine tomorrow.
You see, you figured that out too. Right, there's the unintended consequences for that. But today you have in your column the Flash Food app that helps people buy some grocery deals. Now, I was not aware of this until another one of our staff members here, Barb, says to me, why don't you talk about, Rachel knows about the Flash Food app. I said, what is this? She says there's a cooler or something in the front of the shelves in front of these grocery stores, and you can already buy these things online through an app. Explain this process.
So the Flash Food app helps stores sell the food that is like nearing expiration date, or maybe they just have a surplus of it. So it lessens food waste, which is really great. Not every store has it, but some of the stores in our area include like Save-A-Lot and Giant Eagle. I'm sure there's one more, but check out my column. It's in there.
Right.
But it's really nice because you can download the app and then you can search by location and then search for which store is near you. And up will pop all the food that is available for you to buy at a discount, up to 50% savings. And so you can pick what you want. You can pay right there on the app, and then you can go right into the store.
You do pay on the app, though. That's how it is. So they've got the money up front. You go in there, and then somewhere near the front of the store, I'm sure, is it brightly labeled? Does it have, like, logos and things like that?
It is. It's brightly labeled. You can't miss it. It's usually really, really close to customer service. It's a big cooler case, and then they also have shelving right next to it. So that way, you have your dried foods and then your things that need to be cool. Because I've been able to get things like fresh meats and, one of my favorites is the produce box. For like $5, they have a mixed produce box in there. So like green peppers, tomatoes, strawberries, grapes, things like that. It's all in one big box. So it's a nice savings.
Now, when you go in there, are you also then shopping in the rest of the store? Because sometimes these are also things to bring people into that particular location, right?
So I personally use the Flash Food app as I look at it while I'm shopping. So some people may look at it every day and make a special trip. I don't go into the grocery store a whole lot, and so I see what is there in addition to. But I'm probably missing out on a ton of sales doing it that way. If you are a big bargain hunter, you would want to open up the app every day because maybe even multiple times a day, I'm sure it even changes the selection. So if you really want to save a lot, then, you could look at it multiple times a day.
You had the app opened up. I wanted to see what it looked like. And then you showed me sort of the process of it. And you go to the one area and they had like yogurt. It's all there. There was bread on this, so a lot of different types of things.
They had like fresh bread and yogurt. They had fresh meats, I think, today. Oh, they have this big ham, a real big ham that I've seen at the Elyria Giant Eagle location.
Do they update? Is this a daily update? How often does it get updated?
Mine gets, updated pretty regularly. Every time I open it, I see new things. Some of the stuff is still there, but I'll see new things. And, you know, and they'll, if something has expired, they will remove it from the app. So you don't have to worry about that you're buying expired. Although we live on the wild side in our house, so I wouldn't particularly, other than milk, maybe. I think I wouldn't buy milk that's expired, because that's pretty like spot on. Haven't you found that if it's expired, very rarely does it go more than a couple days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But for me.
You just had chocolate Nestle's Quick in any milk, and it equals it out as well. No.
But you know, like the
as long quick, as it doesn't come out in a chunk, this is by your.
That's
I
your
go
rule
by the
of
smell.
Thumb.
Right.
I go by the smell. Usually. Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, you'll get one that I still smell it, and I'm like, oh, yep, it's still good, you know, because once it's turned, right. It's turned, yeah. But, you know, like, if I'm buying Nestle Quick powder and it's expired, I feel like I'm pretty safe. Right. I feel like that's going to be okay.
So, and this Flash Food app, I think it was started by people, as you mentioned, about saving, avoiding food waste. So there was that kind of component to that where they thought, there's all this food, what do they do with it? You know, mm-hmm. We see the ones where sometimes the grocery stores will then donate certain things to different.
Yeah, the company, when I was researching it, the company had said that they had, one of their friends had called them and said that they had just thrown out like $3,000 or $4,000 worth of food from an event. And it made him start thinking about how, you know, that's probably not the only place that does that. And started thinking about grocery food waste and how they could cut down on that. So, yeah, it's a really nice way of saving some money at the grocery stores without having to use coupons or look for sales. It's a nice little buffer for your budget.
Okay. Anything else? Rachel's on a timeline today. It's Valentine's Day, and she says she has a couple's massage scheduled early in the day. Now, right? I mean, normally
what's wrong with that?
Well, I don't.
We're starting our Valentine's Day off, you know, in a relaxing way.
Well, good for you.
Okay, all right.
Good
so
for
she,
you.
I can't keep her any longer. So
that's okay. I mean, she's got to do what now, she's got to do.
Is there a coupon involved?
We
in
did
this?
Use a coupon.
There
we
you
did.
Go.
I used the coupon.
Well, of course
I
you do.
It, yes.
I mean, if
I booked
we would
it.
Just be disappointed if you didn't.
Yes. Then I told my husband, I'm like, hey, I booked us a Valentine's Day couples massage today. So yeah, it's a nice little thing, right? You can save a little bit of money on Valentine's Day. I stopped and got him a card, got him some candy. Yeah, you know.
Right. I thought of you the other day. I was in the Valentine's Day. There's cards that are 4 feet by 2 feet, practically.
Oh, no.
There's also cards. I found one that I thought was really nice, but it had music in it.
Oh, yes.
But those, the, you know, they
those
have,
are the ones you're like, Rachel says not to spend $10 on.
Right. And as long as people don't, because everybody knows how much you spend on a card,
so,
right?
Well, you know how much I spent on a card. So I went to a store. I won't mention the one, but I was there buying lunch meat for my kiddos. And I, you know, was browsing through the Valentine's Day cards. And the cheapest ones they had were $2.99. I'm like, I mean, you know, that's not too bad.
They have 99-cent ones there occasionally.
So then they were all out, right? Because all of my listeners and readers already cleared out all the 99. Uh-huh. That's the ones I was looking for. Nothing says true love like a 99-cent card, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's what you write inside.
Well, that's right. Yes. So you pay for them. You pay for some person to put your sentiment in the card.
Right.
Otherwise,
so
you use a blank card.
Walked next door to the dollar store, and they have 2 for $1 cards. So
it's like 50 cents.
I know. I'm like, do you buy one for your girlfriend and one for your wifey? I'm not sure what the 2 for 1 is, but I decided to just buy one for my husband.
Buy two because, you know, romance will continue for next year. You always buy for the.
I should have. I was interested in knowing if they were only going to charge me 50 cents, you know, because, yeah, and they did. So it was only 50 cents. And so, oh no, now if my husband's listening, he's going to know his card. It was only 50 cents.
Well, just again, what you write inside
it. It's all right, honey.
And the fact that
you
remembered the card as well.
Yes.
Now, as I say this, I did buy a card the other day because I try to figure out if I'm in the store and it's within 2 weeks of the holiday, I think to myself, I'll forget if it's too close. So
good call.
I bought it then. Then I have to hide it in the house. Now, Craig, I've told him before, I got to remember where I put it. Oh, I either put it on top of a bookshelf sideways or that. I think it's in a drawer with some like.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a ruler and some other
so
tools.
At this moment, you don't know where it is.
I know. This one I do remember where
okay.
it's at. I think. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know, if you can't find it, you know you can stop and get one two for a dollar. So.
All right. We're going to let you go now, Rachel. Rachel Critz, Coupon Queen. Again, the Flash Food app is the story, the topic of her Chronicle Telegram article right in the Access section.
Definitely give it a try. And one of the biggest things is before you download it, ask your family or friends if they have a coupon code for it. Because you'll get $5 off your first $10 purchase.
Also, the referral, there's a
Yeah, they have a referral bonus. Yep. So if you have the app, ask someone, find out if they have a code, and yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in. Happy Valentine's Day
to you
as well.
Yes, to you too.
849 at WEOL.